Captain America Civil War, one of my absolute favorite movies. It is my second favorite movie, in fact, topped only by Infinity War, which is a decision I had come to after I saw Infinity War a handful of times. Civil War was a really special movie for me. The first time I saw it, that first time I saw Spider-Man with the Avengers, even though he was fighting half of them, I just absolutely fell in love. A lot of people joke that that movie is not a true Captain America movie, that it should be titled Avengers Civil War. I myself have said that many times, and in fact, I think a lot of criticism that the movie gets, had they named it an Avengers movie, a lot of that criticism, I think, would go away. That said, even if it's an Avengers movie, it's still one with a heavy Captain America focus. And obviously, the title does not ultimately make the movie, so whatever. For me, ignoring Spider-Man, like prior to Spider-Man's arrival, my favorite two characters in the MCU were Captain America and the Winter Soldier. And so I really enjoyed their relationship in this movie. I really thought that Robert Downey Jr. turned in a just fantastic performance as Iron Man. I've heard it said that this is his best performance as Iron Man. And I think I would be hard-pressed to argue with that. I can't think of another movie where I feel like he didn't. You know what? I will say that. Civil War is his best performance as Iron Man. I realize he had technically bigger roles in his three solo movies, but I think his best acting was here. The action in this movie is just incredible. There's really five action set pieces. You've got the Avengers versus Crossbones at the beginning of the movie in Lagos. You've got the Bucky chase scene where they capture Bucky, which is one of my favorites. I that's a scene that I will go back to and just rewatch by itself individually. It starts with Steve and Bucky in Bucky's apartment and goes down the stairway out to some rooftops where Bucky faces Black Panther, and then the chase on the streets. And I just love that scene. After that, you have the escape from the UN that Bucky does when Zemo turns him, followed by, of course, the airport scene, which is like really the flagship battle scene. And a lot of people say that the airport scene doesn't make sense in the context of the movie. I wholeheartedly disagree. The reason I think it makes sense is they tell you why it's there. The whole reason the airport is there is because Team Cap is going to a helicopter that Clint says he has secured. They're going to a helicopter so they can fly to chase after Zemo, who they believe was going to wake up the other Winter Soldiers. They hear over the PA that the airport is being evacuated, suspect it's Stark, or they say it's Stark, and as they still go towards their helicopter, that's when they see Iron Man disables it. Steve still tries to talk him down, still tries to explain, Iron Man won't listen, and the fight ensues. Now, a lot of people think it's not a real fight because there were no real stakes, but here's the thing, nobody wanted that fight. Iron Man was fighting because both sides were fighting because they thought it was the right thing to do. Team Iron Man was on the side of the law. Captain America wasn't, but Captain America thought he was going after the greater good to stop these other Winter Soldiers, because you don't want a team of like four or five other Buckies running around killing people. And obviously the fight escalated as it progressed, as it went along. And from a just pure spectacle, it's a blast. It's so much fun to watch. From the narrative of the movie, it makes total sense that it's there. And a lot of people think that that's the real Civil War, and it's not. The real Civil War comes in the final fight when they're in Siberia, they found out what Zemo's real plan is. He wasn't there to wake up the other Winter Soldiers. He was there to kill them, and more importantly, drive the final wedge between Iron Man and Captain America. And that's finding out that Bucky is the one who killed Iron Man's parents. So that's the fifth fight, and it's just a brutal fight. This is a movie that has all these different types of action beats. You know, you've got the chase scenes, you've got the close one-on-one stuff, you've got the massive overview of 10 people fighting with each other, and I think the Russos did a wonderful job with it. As far as Spider-Man goes, we have to be real. They had two versions of the drafts of the movie that they were prepared to use. The writers have come out and said, Marcus and McFeely have said, that they were told by Feige, you need to make two of them. You need to be ready to go in case this happens, this being the deal with Sony for Spider-Man. And it did happen. And so they include him. Some people think Iron Man should not have included Spider-Man in the deal. Now, the only thing I would say is, yeah, maybe you should have had a line about making him legit with the Accords or something like that. But Spider-Man was still, there were 10 people at the airport battle. I think Spider-Man I can argue, was more powerful than all of them but Vision and Scarlet Witch, which means there's only one person more powerful than him on the other team. Nobody else was. Spider-Man is not, he's in a different power class than even Captain America is. So I don't think Iron Man ever really thought Spider-Man was in that much danger. Of course, we know how the airport ends with Rhodey getting his back broken. So obviously real danger happened. There were real consequences there. But ultimately, for Spider-Man's introduction to the MCU, I just thought he was great. And you could tell right away that Tom Holland as Peter Parker was just perfect. He did not say the words, "with great power comes great responsibility," but he said that he had the sentiment, "when you can do the things that I can and you don't, and then the bad things happen, well, that's on you." He had the sentiment there, and just the way he delivers those lines was so powerful to me and continues to be so. Spider-Man is just an incredible character to me. He's my favorite character. Seeing him in this movie, yeah, I admit my bias of it was going to be hard-pressed for me not to like it, but I did not know I was going to love it this much. And so for me, ultimately, this movie is wonderful. I could talk about this movie all day long and happily do so with people who want to just talk about the movie. Of course, this is one of the most divisive movies that MCU has out there because of the year it came out in 2016, with other movies that came out that also have featured hero versus hero battles. Regardless, for me, Captain America Civil War was a critical success, a huge box office success, and most importantly, more importantly than all that, I love it. And so for me, this has been the one that I was most excited to watch on my rewatch to get back to up until prior to Infinity War. And so there's others that I've definitely looked forward to watching, but this has been the one that I've been like, okay, we need to hurry up. We need to watch this, this, and this so we can watch Civil War. And it's just because I love the movie so much.